varios demás. Last week we learned the Gemara Chaf Zayin on the day. Apropos to the dinner, we learned last week, somebody told me I'm right to Shehaya just last night. We learned the dinner on that Chaf Zayin on the day that just like Rav was permitted to daven on Friday afternoon after Plag HaMincha, he was permitted to daven Ma'ariv. So too, on the Tzai Shabbos, he permitted to daven Ma'ariv without the Chanan Tona, still as called, on late on Shabbos afternoon. The Tzai says, obviously, only B'Shat HaKaf, and the normal circumstance is not in this room. So last night, I was learning in Yeshiva, so Balabar happened to come in from Los Angeles. I said, so when I left, when I said, how's his business, and how's his home, and how's his shul, is everything is okay, tells me, my Tishaya, that on Saturday night, it was a curfew, and he wasn't permitted to walk out to the street, and he wanted to dive into the sea door, and so he shot it to the Sabbath, and they were mocked. It was out in my room, without the line on Tono, late on Shabbat afternoon, after Plag HaMincha. So I said, why don't they just dive into the sea door? No! We're not going to listen to them. They wanted to dive into the sea door. Balabat and the young Israel wanted to dance with you. They said they only had a Shiloh though. They didn't realize until Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. So the Shiloh was, when you dab and then you fly a Mincha. They say all of you right now. But then they said they didn't have a chance. No, but then she means it's not easy to say to come into the night. But the Shiloh is you dab and let's say Rabbi Yudashita, forget about that. Rabbi Yudashita, that every day you can always dive in Meyer there to Plag HaMincha. When you dive in Meyer, it's late on Friday afternoon, you have a place in Shabbos. Yeah. Of course you dive in a Shabbos in Kishmanyansa, but when you dive in Meyer, it's on a Wednesday night. And Wednesday night is Rosh Chodesh, but you're diving an hour and a quarter before night time. But still, the sun is still shining. So did you say, Yalla the Yavayam? So you said, they didn't have a chance to look up again. Friday night.
No,
but he's right. But it's a Saturday Shabbos only on Shabbos, not on Rosh Chodesh. Unless he said, he can't split it.
Okay.
Here was the Shiloh, when they dive in the Masai Shabbos in Kishmon Asheri, late on Shabbos afternoon, do you say all of the other from Masai Shabbos? If that doesn't English to do it, they didn't have a chance to look it up. Clary, start to look, didn't find English to do it, they said. Mamish Allah for the night?
Yeah.
Came up last year?
But you say
you have to burn 550 buildings? I was wondering, I said, why don't they just dive in the sea? They said, no, they wanted to dive in the sea with Sina.
But don't tell us how? They wanted to dive in the sea with Sina, dive in the late or early or something, make up for it. If you can dive in the middle,
it's going to be the wrong amount of
runs.
Here it's not the wrong amount. Here it says that B'Shar HaTzchak, we allow you to daven it.
Why can't you?
The Mishnah Berurah writes, I think, in the Shar HaTzir. It's not in the here or there. It's on Mamash and the footnotes on the bottom of the page. He writes in the footnotes like a double tasha that if
the
Tzila belongs to tomorrow, so you daven the Nusach from tomorrow.
But the Ma'ariv of Yud is also for tomorrow.
Yes, the sign is not for tomorrow. So now, it's the Kenegat Hektach Alav Meborim, which was late in the afternoon also. What's the Hekrut? How did Mr. Ruhr know that it's a... I don't know, but that's what he said. You got Meyer the Wednesday night. Do you still say Yalav Yavar? I would have thought that you do. I don't know. I would have thought that you do say Yalav Yavar. No, Mar just says later that if you one forgot Yalav Yavar, Le'agos Chaydus in this one essay, he doesn't have to repeat it. It's not a Tafay.
Yeah.
It's a Vada. He said, Ein Kachin B'chemish Alayla. But it's Vada, you have to say Yalav Yavar B'alayla. But if you forgot Yalav Yavar, you don't have to repeat the Shon Esrei. For that reason, whatever that reason means, the name of Kachin is a Chodesh B'alayla. Doesn't mean you say to Rishu. What does it mean? Okay, we'll have to discuss it. You know, so there's one table all she is to try to explain what it means.
That's what I'm saying.
It was the end of the Abhaita. Today's Abhaita, but after dinner, it's not the Abhaita that they come
back to Jesus. No, it's not. My Abhaita doesn't depend on my Abhaita. It just depends on coming to the Shubhana Boy. This stuff, after coming to the Shubhana Boy, so that is the day's morning.
They say that they don't do any more Abhaita Sayyar.
Yeah.
But still it is still
right.
Right.
No, no. Okay. It's very different to Kali and
I don't know Aramaic grammar. I didn't think there's any difference. I'm not going to have to find out to know the Noda grammar.
Yeah, they have the
Shamashita to learn. No, I don't know. I don't know. Me can eat Shamashita. Yes, he's got it. Maybe he is. But it's still, the sun is still shining. Maybe he can eat Shamashita. Good chat. Yeah, good chat. Yeah, yeah. So let's learn the Gemara the way they fired Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah.
Rabbi Gamliel was a Nazi, and he was a bit of a tyrant the way the Gemara described him. He would be Mavazer Rabbi Yeshua, or apparently anybody else, would be in disagreement with his opinion. So the Tanoi himself that he had just overstepped himself a little too much. That they fired Rabbi Gamliel. Those who had appointed him fired him. Well, he didn't. The Nazi has a special status. The Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam writes, the love of Nazi Yom Kippur doesn't only apply to the Melech, to the Melech Yisrael, it even applies to the Rosh Hashanah. You still hear Nazi, the special chakras that the Nazi brings, if he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegik, and his Mara says in Harriyas, that's only applicable to the Melech. That does not apply to the Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam writes, the Rabban HaKumish in the Sufik about that, but the Rambam writes like that, that the law of Nasi Yam Choloi Tzor applies both to the Melech and to the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is a minui, a separate Talmachet. There is a thing that the Kiddush HaKadosh Yiv Rosh Hashanah has to have the approval of the Nasi. Without the Nasi, doesn't go. Even though you have the whole Beis Nagar, it doesn't go. Maybe Takona, that's one of the Takonas of Yechon and Zakai, wherever the Nazi, because the Nazi was traveling to Rome, and wherever for political purposes, so he said, whatever they want, I'm asking to. So he was Mavata, but speaking to their right, you have to have the approval of the Nazi. It's a special status of the Nazi, and that's not a political position. It's a halachic position. So whoever appoints the Nazi has the right to fire the Nazi. Whoever appoints the Kangol has the right to fire the Kangol. You mentioned in the Shnai talk about the Kangolo did an Avera in Chal Shabbos event when he was a Kangolo, then he doesn't have the idea of Avera until he's already a Hedya, until he was fired from his position. So whoever is Mitzmanim Atek, then he's also said, so those who, the other members of the Sanhedrin, who had appointed Rabbi Gamliel in the first place, fired him. He was always not here. He more said that they appointed Rabbi Moshe ben Isaiah, and then it said that he consulted with his wife. That's the Pasha Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. But even if you, let's say you give the rabbi a 10-year contract, a 50-year contract, yeah, and then he's not moved to the call. So strictly speaking, he has to step down on his own. You don't wait to make a judgment. The rabbi has to step down on his own. He has to be moved to the call, not only to get the job in the first place, and then pay his position. That's been moved to the Magen Avraham claims that there's a distinction. He says, Melechatchila, in order to get the job, he claims to need a unanimous vote. To be elected, the rabbi was sure needed a unanimous vote, as he did. In order to maintain the job, as long as there's a majority support is sufficient. Then the Magen Avraham says, and the minig is that we don't follow the din. Because the din is, they might have punished Melechatchila, came to Melechatchila, they need a unanimous approval of the rabbi. And so the minig is that we don't do that. What do you mean, the minig against the din? I don't understand what it means. That's how the Magen Avraham writes. Here the Ma'aseh Shari was, they fired Rabbi Gamliel, and they made Rabbi Lozman Azari the Nazi. Then the Gemara says he has to consult with his wife. But therefore, Jesus, we mentioned the famous comments of the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison Abishit, why he has to consult with his wife. He said that I'll begin, the oinah is going to be different, that the more difficult the person's job is, the less clear oinah, the less time he's obligated to spend with his wife. And the Gemara says in Ksuba that one who has an easier job is not permitted to switch to a more difficult job unless he gets permission from his wife. That's how the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison interpreted. It's a little bit of derech achidus. Of the pashtus, that's not, of the pashtus, that's probably not what the Talmud is. Others point out that the Talmud probably, yeah, if you talk to the Tom, probably is something else. If a man has a job, and he works from 9 to 5, And he comes home and he spends the evenings with his wife, and he goes on vacations during the summer or weekends, whatever, president's weekend, whatever. So what's the difference? What does his wife care? Whether he's a garbage collector, or whether he works for the city, or whether he's on the stock market. And that community comes home, he brings a check, he gives the food, he spends time. But if a person is going to be a manik, he's going to be a tamakachim, not a tamakachim, means a nasi, something like this, it's going to be all day and all night, all summer, all winter, no vacations, and it's going to share in his wife's function. Well, so it's not going to be a non-kapat job. If the nasi, if the chief rabbi treats the job like a 9-to-5 he's not cut out for that job. That's the Pashup Shat that he wanted. He said he has to consult his wife because the nature of the job is such.
More of the granddad.
Yeah, much more than anything. He's not going to have a private life. He won't have any privacy. And it's going to definitely affect his life. So that's what...
It
was just the aggravation without any happiness.
Meaning she's Muslim. But she was close to him.
He lost the job later. Says that that day they fired him and they appointed Rabbi Lozman Azari as a new Nazi. They added on so many benches in the Beit Medrash, and some of the more Talmidim came in to learn because there was a difference in Shita. Rabbi Gamliel went to the Shita, you only allow Talmidim in to learn the Yisachar Kibaro. If he seems really to be from, the din is the Gemara has halacha, you're not permitted, the Gemara says in Makkos. If the Talmud, if somebody kills the Shogi, he has to run away to the Yoram Mikmot. And the Pasuk says, when a person runs away to Golos, it's not supposed to be miserable. It's supposed to be comfortable. But we were chased away to Golos, and the Russian Pasuk says, not so good. It's pretty comfortable, rather than miserable. The Rabbani Shalom goes with us into the Golos to see that it's comfortable. So the Gemara says that's the thing that you have to have. Machlan v'rabel imo. The Talmud Chacham has to run away to Golos, and the Talmud Chacham won't enjoy Golos, so he'll be a misery unless he has a good shiur to listen to. Maybe he can give you some Torah tapes or listen Bible doctrine in Golos. Okay. He doesn't have to. You require of the Rebbe that he has to go to the Oren Yechor and give the shiur to him there. Because it says Rachaisho. He was traveling back and forth.
He had a lot of people here.
Okay? They have to come. They have to travel back and forth. So that's what the Gemara says it's in, that a Rebbe should be careful not to teach Torah to a Talmud, Shema Hagum, so a Talmud is not to Shum. Shema, that Talmud will be required to go into Golos, and then the Rebbe will have to suffer because of him. So a little strange. That's what the Gemara says. A little strange. It's just a mistake. What does it have to do with Shum, not Shum? Because he's a Balaveira in general, he's not so true, not so well, so that's why... But that's the thing that's quoted by Lachet, that you're not committed to teach Torah to a Talmud Shem home. The reason is Shem, maybe the Talmud is going to go to the Shem, he will suffer, but it's a thing, whatever the has been, the thing is like that. The question is, didn't want to fight with Rabbi Gamliel. You're not permitted to tell a lot. They say somebody asked for Shaila. I'm not permitted to give a political answer. I have to give him a straight answer what the din is. And even if I know that it may cause a lot of trouble, you have to give a straight answer. But over here, he knew that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't interested in his opinion. Rabbi Gamliel just wanted to make sure that he has full control of the authority. So he said, yeah, I'm asking with you, I don't disagree. It will be punishment Hashemayim, and he'll have to go to Golos, and then they're ready for killing the Shem, and the Rebbe will have to go after him. He's not the Zanah Zed, he's not Golus, we don't know where the Yorah Mikvah are. Shalim Mikvah, so he has the Din of Yorah Mikvah, he's not a Zed. We don't have mice, we don't have our initial functions there. But still, it is state in Shulchan Aruch. It is like that. You're not permitted to teach to a Talmud Shein Aruch. So that's the Machloek of Satanai. What is a Talmud Shein Aruch? No. It's for the God of Nikla, even if there's no God of God. He has a mitzvah, so he's got a way to learn mitzvah. Then, the second point is, that he will be saved there from the Goel Adam. But even if there's no Goel Adam, even if he kills the Gershon Nez, the Emel Yorshin, he has no relative in the world. Still, there's a mitzvah on the Harik B'Shagik to go to them. There's going to become, there's a shining Yom HaOlam, where the Bezman, need him a Goel Adam. The Yom HaMak, it has no shining, where the Machlok Satan, but the Bezman points to Goel Adam. And we pass in Desmond points, and we pass in Desmond as Machlekes Asanoim. But even if there's no Goel Adam, there's a mitzvah, it goes to the Oymah.
There has to be a
Desmond
for our
Oymah.
No.
You have to have a Gemadin. If there's no Gemadin, then he doesn't have to go to our Oymah. We recommend he should run the Gemadin.
So first go to the Oymah to make sure the Goel Adam doesn't get it before.
But then, let's say, turns out there's no Goel Adam. Goel Adam's not interested in killing you. Because you still have to stay in the Yorah Nicholas, and you have to take him to Bezin, make him my din. Then it's for him to stay in the Yorah Nicholas, say the same word.
There is no
Bezin. Look at his mother, there is no Bezin. So the father says, no, because you pass, there should be no Yorah Nicholas. That's what it says also. Even if you say, there are Yorah Nicholas, there's no Bezin, there's no Bezin. There should be no din of, like, Nisa or Malkus, any Yorah Nishagut. You have to have that case, my din of Bezin. So the same thing regarding Ari Miklos. It's not Bezna, it's Smuchen. You have to have Bezna of 23, Smuchen. The Paskin dealing with Fosh. You don't have that. No, you can't grovel, you don't need. You can't grovel, that's the maximum. Let's say the Maradin is issued at the time the Kangorol died, and there's in the point another Kangorol. In between the one Kangorol and the other. So then the Mishnah says, the Marcus, he stays in the Yerman Void. There's no Miklos, you're Yerman Void. Kangorol is, at the time of the Gmazin of the Bez, then they say, you have to stay there in the Yorah Nicholas. If there is a Kangol, they say, incorporate into their stock till the Kangol dies. If there's no Kangol, they say, you have to go to Yorah Nicholas, period. And he says, Kangol is the chelik of the stock of the Gmazin. If there is a Kangol, then they say, you have to go, and where's that Kangol? And if there was no Kangol, he stays in the Yorah Nicholas. Even if you have many Kangol and come and go later, he's going to still stay in the Yorah Nicholas. But you don't need a kind of God lied in order to have to go to Israel, but you have to have a sense of... No, that's the God. Right, it's a fire in then you're not a shiloh. Why the Tangoro? No, if he retires, that's a different thing. His mother says, Malama Kaddish will ever read my Kangol means he retires. He remains a Kangol. We don't fire him, but he just doesn't function. See, that's two kind of development functioning simultaneously. If you fire the Kangol, then you have a Shaila. Maybe that has the status of Moshe Kainago. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion of that in Market. But you say Mesa Kuhuna. When the Kangol becomes Hoyt Kangol, without having God, he's still alive, but he becomes Hoyt Kangol. You say that's Mesa Kuhuna, so that's like Mesa Kainago, or not. An interesting remark. So here there was a machlokes, an ongoing machlokes in different generations regarding Talmud Shein Hagel. The Rabbi Gamliel teaches that you have to have the chiyuv Talmud Hagel. You have to know that it's talk of kibara. Otherwise, you're not allowed to teach Torah to a Talmud Shein Hagel. Rabbi Lozman and Azariah held like the majority opinion. The Talmud Shein Hagel means that you know that he's a bala beira. But if he looks like he's religious, he doesn't think it's not a bala beira. Just that it's you have chashadim, that it's not talk of kibara. So we pass him like Rav Lozman Adar, that you're permitted to teach Torah, there's no reason in such a case. You don't have to know this bad idea of Dua, that is Tocho Kibar. So when they added on all the Talmidim to the Gemara, instead of saying, the Mephoshim comes down, instead of saying how many Talmidim were added on, they say how many benches were added on. Why do they say how many benches? Not be Pashtos, you can say, because you're not supposed to count people. You're not supposed to count people. The Gemara says in Yom, like the Gemara says that when you want to count people, so let everybody give a machta shekel, let everybody put a pebble, everybody should put a pebble or something. You should get something. Like the Gemara says that once the government wanted to take a census of the Jewish people on Erev Pesach, because Kemat everybody gave the Korban Pesach,
and they assumed every government has to have at least 10 people on it, because they had the Koyan who was slated to be master. They even held up the Koyan just for a minute so somebody else would put a pebble or write down a number, and then he would throw the Imurim on in his bed. But the Gemara says that instead of counting the people, 1, 2, 3, as they came into Yerushalayim, they counted, right, they counted how many Korbanos, and they multiplied by 10. It was inaccurate. It was a minimum of 10. But you're not allowed to count the people directly. So the practice is that you're not supposed to count people, so it's not right to say how many people. But the classical version on the Gemara gave a different type. They called the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara Saita says that the prophet in Gemara Megillah has this, and Gemara Saita has this. The Gemara Saita says there was a different Rabbi Gamliel. It says, Mishnah Rabbi Gamliel, Bosul Kavarat Terra. So it was an earlier Rabbi Gamliel. What did Mishnah because the minig was in the Rabbi Gamliel Terra? They used to stand, and after his time they stopped standing and they sat. What's the Indian of standing? So the Gemara says in Megillah that there are two people regarding Moshe Rabbeinu stay on Har Sinai. One passage says, Anochi Amadati Bahar. But then one opinion in the Gemara, there are several opinions in the Gemara in Megillah speaking about this contradiction regarding the two stigmas that in Terech HaKoriyah HaMegillah Oyle V'yoshu Kriyah HaMegillah can I neither stand or sitting, but Kriyah HaTerah has to be standing. And a Kavod HaTerah like Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. Then the Gemara goes into this discussion even really so. So the Gemara says here that there's a stated that Kriyah HaTerah has to be, many hold that Kriyah HaTerah has to be standing, that the proper way to learn Terah is with Kavod HaTerah. That's not a guy should be like that. Yechen, with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, ran away from the government, and he was hiding, so he had no bravery. He knew he had to stay in the cave for a long time. He took off all of his clothes, and he used to sit in the sand and cover off his body with sand. Under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to do that. A person's supposed to learn with nice begotten man. He shouldn't learn with pajamas and sloppy and dirty, and he shouldn't wash his face, and he shouldn't brush his teeth, and he should say everything should be sloppy. And a Kavod HaTorah person should be neat and clean, with nice to go, and Shabbos with him, Adushin, and then learn by me everything out of Kavod HaTorah. The Shabbos HaKak had no bearers, he had nothing to eat and nothing to drink, he had no clothes, so he used to sit in the stand and learn Torah. So the Gemara says like that in Shabbos HaMishamesh, with Rabbi Gamliel, but with Kavod HaTorah, till his time, he used to learn by me there. And later the Zeres became Mokishvach, so they couldn't stand all day long. So that's what a lot of the Farshim say over here. Why did the Gemara say they added on benches? Under this Rabbi Gamliel's regime, they had Talmidim who were Tochum Tibarom, so they talked and very much the same Shema, so they all stood. These additional Talmidim that Rabbi Lozum and Azariah allowed to enter into Beit Medrash, they weren't so hot, they weren't so devoted, so they had a sit, so that's instead of saying how many people there are, so the Gemara says how many Tochum Tibarom were added on. In other words, to give a dish, to say that the Talmidim were added on were not Tochum Tibarom, So the Gemara says that even after they fired, the Gemara is going to continue, even after they fired Rabbi Gamliel, he would think that he would be so insulted, he would watch away. He would go found his own yeshiva and make a competing Sanhedrin. No! He stayed in the Beit Medrash and he was learning, because the Gemara says whenever it says, whenever it says in Mishnah, go by Yom, it means on that day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they appointed Rabbi Lozman Azari, and one of the Mishnah is where it says, go by Yom here on the first white line. And Chav Chesem and Aleph, and the Mishnah Yadayim, and the Bo Bayom, there was a Shaila, and Rabbi Gamliel expressed his opinion first. He was so used to being the chief rabbi, you know, he was giving his opinion first. And the Shaila came up, he said, right away, after. And then they said, everybody else disagrees, we're going to vote, and the majority voted Luther. And he stayed in the Beit Medrash, and he continued to learn, even after the fire. That's how the Gemara points out. How far do we go? With the dream, yeah.
Tana Edius Baba Yom Nishma. Bryson says that the whole Mishnah Edius was learned on that day. Everybody was giving over a dice, the same over testimony, what they heard from Fiat Dikadiris and Tanaim and so on. Sheetus, the Rabbi Gamliel, kept on squelching. He wouldn't allow anybody to say over these things. And the day they fired him, there was freedom of expression. And everybody said over all the different sheetus, and they were discussing their lochas. Kalei said, the Amir, Baba Yom, whenever it says, Mishnah and Baba Yom, who Yaimahavu, that day, Lohariq Allah, Shaita, Tulu, the Beis HaMedish, look to the Shua. And once there's more exchange of ideas, so there's going to be a better beer halacha. You have to discuss everything and thrash it out. Rav Gamliel didn't quit. Just because they fired him and he was insulted, he said he wanted to learn. So he stayed and he continued to prove his he gave his opinion for it, and they outvoted him a bunch. And that's it. Lamar says Medishal. People should ask this now. The Mishnah told the story both by Yom. I think that's where we left off.
He would have had normal things. He would have been what he was before. Could they have argued with him then too? When he said something, he said halacha, he carried the majority.
Pashto says, do you have a right to argue with him? I said, there is a pasuk in Chumash, Lashan al-Riv, Musa Tachramya. What do you mean, Lashan al-Riv? The Gemara says, Lashan al-Rahal. It's a Greek. Yeah, the Gemara says the greatest common kachah is not permitted to express his opinion first in the case of being the pasuk. Why not? Because of that pasuk, it was sound obvious. But the reason I'm not like this, I'm showing him what that means. And this is another point out in the Oris. Derech mitzvasecha. Mishnah Melech has a little sefer for us in Drachma Drush. At the end of that sefer, he has a little kuntzus that's called Derech mitzvasecha on the Minyan Mishnah, where he tells you what's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, and what's the difference between the Rambam and the Smag, and the Oris and the Sefer Achina. It's a little bit around 30,000 years ago. So in his Derech mitzvasecha, he points out that there's an achlokes between the Rambam and the Smag, how to learn Pshat in that season, or San Ali, the Pasuk in Chumash, the Pashas Mishpatim. The Gemara says, since it's a Greek seed, this is Resh Yud Beit, and it's only written Resh Beit. So we gash it as if it were written Rasan al-Rab, that it's referring to the head of the Sanhedrin. The greatest in us is the head of the Sanhedrin. Whatever the Sanhedrin looks at, the head of 23, so whoever is the greatest Hamachachim in the group. So what does it mean? So the Ramam learned Pshat. What Sana means, don't refrain, don't hold back your opinion. Just because the greatest Hamachachim expressed an opinion one way, don't be intimidated. You give your opinion. If you know that he's wrong, you explain with our heart why he's wrong, and forcefully, and you argue it out and try to convince him that you're right and that he's wrong. That's what the Rambam says. Loisan al-Rib, Loisan al-Rab means loiseyone. Don't hold back your opinion. And the smart, you're not permitted to argue with the greatest Hamachachim. If the greatest Hamachachim expresses his opinion, you have to bump him up.
That's what it is.
If he didn't say first, but once he expresses the opinion. So what does the Mishnah mean that indeed in the Russians, we don't want the greatest Hamachachim to express his opinion first, because then according to the smog, what does it mean? Because then all the other points will have to bump it up. Everybody's going to say the same thing. So we'll be so good, and say chai, we'll be tough. More than the whole point of being so chai. One will violate the din. That's how the smart means. And it didn't nominate. And it didn't nominate.
Nobody passed the pasuk before the nominee.
Nobody passed. Yeah, but I need the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, indeed, in the Pasuk is the head of the Sanhedrin is not allowed to say first. Why? Because once he says, everybody has to form a mind and say the same thing. Everybody, because smart says, everybody must say the same. But it didn't nominate. Just a fellow. So the Nazi will say first, and everybody will bump it off, and it's a one-man dungeon. It's a one-man dungeon.
That's like by Mormons, you can have a special Nazi who would know. The other two agreed on it. Anyway, you have to follow. One usually brings one guy, and the other one brings the other guy. The other one makes a difference. He has a deciding vote.
So when we have a terrorist, that's not so obvious who is the greatest Hamachachim. There may be a dispute also among the members of the who is the greatest Hamachachim among them. It's a lot being a dispute, it's a concern. No, but let's say you have a business, 23 a sitting business, a standing business. And we know who the head of the business is, we know who it is.
So this Mark says that indeed in the cross he's not allowed to say first, because then all the others have to follow him, and that's no good. We don't want it because he may say hi. But in Dini Mamanis, we do have him say first. But how fast? Dini Mamanis, he says first? So one man, so what do you mean? What's the answer to this question though? How do you have what kind of a benefit? Yeah. Some of the practices on this, they're talking about the devotees. The Mishnah says, in Dinah Mamanis, the Gadol says first. In Dinah Mefarshis, the Gadol says live. And it has something to do with the Pasuk of Lasan Arid. So what does it mean? So the Smagran Shal Lasan Arid, you're not allowed to argue with the great Sanchon. The Raman says in the Seishan Mishnah, just the reverse. You're not allowed to give in to him. You're not allowed to say along with him, if you think that he may not be right, of course, can if you know that, but you're convinced that he's not right. You're not allowed to bump him on what he says. So according to the Rambam, indeed in the Sashas, we understand, you don't let him say first, but we're afraid that he may be swayed, he may violate his opinion, he may be swayed by his opinion. And in the Dini Mamanis, he's not afraid, since it's only money, he's not afraid, but strictly speaking, Allah requires that everybody should give his own opinion. The discretion is according to the Smar. It says, whenever the Gadol says first, no one's about to argue, that he visualizes the Bez and Dini Mamanis. Where's the Bez of three? The Gadol says first, and everybody has to fall in line. So. Okay.
So what?
Why did you do that? So what if you have two guys wasting their time with the other? No, but have an institution.
It might be some kind of formal attack to go. It might be established as a kind of
but if they don't, but if they're not attacking to an opinion, whatever he says goes, that's it. So what is it? No, but some you have to add on a little bit. When you have it in Torah, first you give the kindness to Baladino. And then you say, who has any right? You have any Aiden, you have any Storis, you have any Riders, you have outside circumstantial evidence, what do you have? And then you have a matzah where they discuss it, what they think the dish should be. Matzah is a free for all, everybody tilts the line. After the whole matzah, which may take weeks, after the matzah, then you say, now we're going to be Oymid the Minyan. So when the Oymid the Minyan, then Allah says, and in the moment that the Gadol says first, and the Smart says that once the Gadol says first, we all just have to fall in line. But he's not allowed to make up his mind. The government is not allowed to make up his mind until they have first and last.
Made him change his mind.
It's cognizant of all the various views of them, and you have to be sure to them what is what answer
is.
But he's a shayla, but the Gemara is there, and the Gemara is a hedging, the Gemara seems to fail on the God. That discussion of San Ali, that halacha, whatever it is, according to the Rambam, it means that you're not allowed to bumpkin off, whatever, just because he's the God. Let's say they used to have years ago, had to mayor up on him, so they saw a Moshe Feinstein sign first. Everybody was fine, without batting an eyelid.
Yeah.
I remember once, I didn't agree. I had a Hesmer Rabban, so I wrote on the back. Instead of writing on the front, I wrote on the back that I agreed partially, but not fully. And then we were passing around the yeshiva. I didn't agree to the reasoning for the Hesmer Rabban, and I thought it's a good Hesmer for a different reason, not that reason. The people who read the front and the back, they'd be afraid to sign on. Can't disagree. Then it came out, and they told me the mice was. But Moshe Feinstein didn't read what it said.
So Moshe wrote, Ani makir et elish ve et elisho, I know the case, and I personally hold mutter. He didn't sign that he agrees to the explanation that the three rabbis, well, he wrote, he holds mutter. He did not, I hold mutter for this reason. But people were afraid to sign on the back. Can you argue with so Moshe punishment? So whatever the son of his means in Mammon is, that's what it means, and he should have to rot. There's no sense of unifying and he should have to rot. So this would be relevant. Whoever is the chief rabbi is officially the rabbi. He's officially, it's hard to tell who's the greatest Samachal. But if you have every Sanhedrin has the Rosh Sanhedrin, so if he's in, he has the status of the Losan Ara. So it wouldn't be relevant. So Rabbi Gamliel right away jumped to give his opinion first, like he always did, in order to paralyze everybody else. But no one is entitled to agree. No one is entitled to think. And then they told him, sorry, brother, you're no longer the chief rabbi. And he was outvoted, the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah tells the story, this Ger Amoni came, let's read the Mishnah, Baba Yobo Yehuda Ger Amoni, a Gershon, this guy came from Amoni, to the Beit HaMedrash, and said, Mami, love of a call, am I permitted to marry a Jewish girl? Because he knew that the Chumash says that Amoni and Yobo, when they're going, of course not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. It means that if it is a curse, so they're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, they have to marry a Ger. They have to marry a Ger, so I'm on there. Truly called, but they're not allowed to marry a normal Jewish girl. So Rabbi Gamliel says right away, all thoughts of other cults, it's prohibited. And he says right away, first, no, according to the Smog, no one's allowed to disagree with. When he used to be the chief rabbi, no one would be allowed to disagree with him. Point to the Smog. Point to the Rambam, no! You believe to disagree with him if you feel that he's wrong, but it'll be difficult. It'll be uncomfortable. And according to the Smog, then I'm allowed to argue. So it comes to Yeshua now, and he argues, look around the love of the cult. So he says, what do you do, my dear friend, with the pasuk we have our money, we have a kalashem? So Rabbi Shua gives the whole explanation. So the Gemara leaves at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, so the Gersh, they don't. And he sees there, as I said, what's up here? So he says, what's the bottom point? What's the most going on? I don't know what's going on here. So Rabbi Shua tells him, Rabbi Gamliel was outvoted. Or I think Rabbi Akiva says, the Gersh standing is confused, doesn't know what's going on. So he says, Rabbi, so what's the most going on? So Rabbi Akiva, I think, says the majority side with Rabbi Yeshua, Mutter, case closed.
The worst Rabbi Lodge was dying. He wasn't even in it.
He had no opinion in kind of it. He's new on the job. He didn't know.
What do you think? So good in the odd numbers, the voting numbers are so close to the bubble. You don't need any odd.
Tell him. Unless there's no bottle. Let's say you have sometimes the other bedroom. No one is known as the greatest on the phone. Shiloh is from Shiloh. No, it's not that. No. I mean, it's something like this. The question is, you're going to ruin him for the rest of his life. Are you going to make life miserable for him? You tell me you can only marry a gear. You want to marry a regular Jewish girl? No, it's not called in the Dan of the Machlokes is Rabbi Yeshua, the majority said that he's mutter love of the call. So the Mishnah continues, Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel says, what are you talking about? So Hapasik and Lechumish. Even the guy knew the Pasik. That's why the guy came to answer Shaila. He knew Pasik and Lechumish. Rabbi Shmanei Amalei Rabbi Amalei Marab of the Kalash. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, he says, B'chiyam and Amaya bin Kermim hen Yeshvin. To Benad Otam, to Benad Otmaya. Kvarola Sanchel, Melech Hashir, Bilbalas, Kol Ulmois. It meets everybody all up. The people who live in Spain are not Spanish anymore. The people who live in Italy are not Italians. Everything is all confused. Shenema, the Navi Yeshaya says, saying in advance what's going to happen in the future, that a time will come where Asa Yehul Haitanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the borders that separate. Asa means I will remove. Yehul Haitanim, the border line separating the various nations. Asida Seyem Shaisesi means in the strength, and the foundation of the strength of all of the nations will be knocked down. Yeah. And all of the nationalities will collapse. There won't be any nationalities. There'll be Jewish people and everybody else. We're going to know who the Jewish people and everything else is going to be all confused. But Irish Kabir Yashvin. And I will knock down with power, Kabir, the three exceeds. Right, Yoshim, the people who live all over the country. So once you determine, once the Navi says that that's what's going to happen and that's what did happen in days of Age of Sanhedrin, he was Bilbo Kalam Kula. So all of mankind is one big Taruvis. So then, so maybe you should say it's a Taruvis. It's a Taruvis. So any Gershon is a guy you don't know who he is. And maybe so you should ask every Ger in the world. If you said a thing that they're all Mutter, you should say they're all Mutter. Say to the right to Lucham, it's not to my name. The Ishmael says, hey, we call the parish, the Ruba parish, you go by the rose. Why do you have to say you go by the rose? Why do you have to say you go by the rose?
Whoever the master is, you would keep what they Kuhua, and they are amongst them, there are some left. Yeah, we think it's Kuhua.
No, no, but do you need a right? Mikra didn't, do you need a right? What if it would have been a Machtama? What if it would have been a Machtama? What if it would have been a real Safik HaShok? What does it mean if you have a Safik Deraisa in the area of Amun Amoya? A Gershon is going to say Safik HaShok because it's Amun Amoya, but it's not Amun Amoya. What would it mean? The Gemara sounds like, the Mishnah sounds like, you have to have a right. And if you wouldn't have a right, they called the parish and Uber Parish. Wouldn't have a right, would have been a... So the Rav Yoh quotes in the name of Balan HaTesis, a fascinating comment. It's not the Rav Yoh on his daf. It's not the Rav Yoh on his daf. Rav Yeh is angled and it's an orif, and the Goyen HaShav Sechem Stur Rav Yoh in Kiddush. From the Sechem Kiddush, they're just like in Kassam. As a Kashan, he quotes in the Balan HaTesis, a Teres and his Kashan, a different Kashan. So he says that just like there is a Din in the Gemara, that Safik Mahmoud is Mutam in HaTera, even though normally he says Safik Derayt in the Chumre, and then we shouldn't hold something derived from the Chumash Din Min HaTorah, but there is one clear exception to the rule that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter Min HaTorah. So there is a discussion in Achreid, and this Din of Safek Mamzer, Mutter Min HaTorah, is restricted only to Mamzer. What if I'd like to a Daka or Kushaf? What about Tzulei Kol? What about other Tzulei Kol? If a word is a Safek Eishis Ishtar, I didn't say that she's not. You're not going to say a Safek Eishis Ishtar is Mutter. That's not Tzulei Kol, that's a Rai, it's a written thing. But if you have someone that's truly called, someone is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but is allowed to marry a Georgian, he's allowed to marry a Mamzeris, like a Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Israeli, but is permitted to marry truly called. So maybe that posse of Mamzer Sufik is Mutter. What is it called? That Heter is not restricted only to Mamzer. Maybe it applies to all truly called. So that's what the most of the Achrayim assume. The Avnei Neva, the old Shuvah, where he quotes the Achrayim, shows that the Rambam holds like that. Tell us, Rambam quotes from Yehuda, as a tell on Rambam, and he says that's Mufurish and the Rambam like this, that the Din of Safek, Safek is Mutam and Atari, even applied to Tzudaka, the Rambam happens to be speaking about Tzudaka Kishon, even applied to Tzudaka Kishon. So the Rabbi Yor quotes in the name of Bali Atari, he says the same is true regarding Amun Amayot. Amun Amayot, a Gershon is guy from Amun Amayot, is not committed to marry our Bastard Kura, but is committed to marry a Gershon, is committed to marry a Mamzeret, it's still a call. Well, up to the love of the call, the son of love is everything. So just like we don't restrict it only to Mamzeret, we even extend it to a Bastard Kushavka, so who are the you extend it to Amun Amayot. So Samin HaTorah, the din is that you wouldn't even need to call the parish and rubble parish. Even a Sabbath HaShokh would also be Mutam and HaTorah. But the Rabbanah is a din. My law to be Yosef, and they made a Chumah with the Rabbanah that a Sabbath Mamzer is also. That's what we call Shtuki Vasufi. A Sabbath Mamzer, Shtuki means that we know who the mother is, but when the child grows up and he says, well, who's my father? So the mother is Mashtekas also. She says, don't ask so many questions. She does know who the father is. So if you know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is, the child may be a mamzer. Maybe it was her brother, maybe it was a relative. Maybe she was an Eishes Ish who was Yemsa. And the same is true Asufi. Asufi means a child whom you... a foundling. Asufi means you took him in with Ashuf. Let's say you adopt a baby, you don't know who the parents are. You don't know the mother, you don't know the father. If you adopt a non-Jewish child and then you convert him, this is a different thing. No mamzer is like great. But he got in a child who is Jewish, let's say in the city of Rubam Israel. The majority of the women who are able to give birth to babies are Jewish women. We're not talking about the 5-year-old girls, we're not talking about 95-year-old women. The majority of the women who are able to give birth to babies are Jewish. So if you find a baby in that city, if you have a sparkly baby, you son is not you. Unless you have a city where it's possible. Yeah. So let's say in a shtetl in Europe, and the rise of the women who can give birth to baby are even as a shaita baby. So obviously it's not a Jewish baby. But if there's a rise that determines that the child is Jewish, then you assume the baby is Jewish. And if you don't know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is,
So then, very often, not always, very often there will be a very derabbanan that the child will be considered a selfish monitor. You might have certain cases where the child is not a selfish monitor, but they weren't going to, I'm not stupid, but on the normal, maybe not normal, under certain circumstances you'll say that the Asufi is a selfish monitor. A selfish monitor is often a derabbanan. So just like selfish monitor is often a derabbanan, you could say that there were goes there on the suffix. The Rambam says on the suffix Suadako Kushov, so they were not goes there. That Rambam, I didn't say where the Rambam is. The Rambam in the Surah B is that the Abinazar has the terrace on the Nebuchadnezzar who's Kashin. The Rambam gives a reason why they weren't goes there, the outer suffix Suadako Kushov from the Rabbana, because it ain't a Moly. They don't give birth to children anyway. And all my loss of the Yuchsin is to maintain the purity of the lineage of Kol Yisrael. So Amanda is going to be Moilin, is going to give children. So they were my loss of the Yuchsin. Yuchsin means absolutist, going to go to Beirut. So the Chachamim introduced the Chumrah. Don't perpetuate this fakeness in the Olam voice. Even though self Amanda is Mutter, but it's going to be a Pagam in the Yichas. But by Zodak and Kishok, they're not going to have any children. So there they didn't introduce the my loss of Yuchsin. But by Amanda, they're going to have children. Why not? So then with the Rabbanon there should be a Chumash. So with the Rabbanon there should be a Chumash. And even with the Rabbanon, so the Tanaim said, call the parish and rule the parish. If you have a right, if you have a right, big Muslim of the Rabbanon. The Romney goes there on a Minatay or Shafiq Suley Sahal is Muslim. But with the Rabbanon they were Machmir, but even the Rabbanon they were Machmir on a Shafiq. Now if you have a right, if you have a right with Yichah Muslim.
Why is it Muslim? You don't know.
I have a guy, he's totally a guy, he converts
to the child to the Muslim and all of this. Why do we presume that it might not be great or might be not great?
Well, if you have a child, you don't know when a child is Jewish or a guy, but based on rights...
Because they can convert.
If the right women who could possibly give birth to the baby...
Jewish.
Are going, if the rest of the women are going to you, assume the baby is a girl. Baby is a girl, so it's not going to be a mom. There's no mom there, it's a girl. But if the rest of the women in this city are Jewish, and you have to pay them, therefore the child is Jewish, and you don't know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is. That's more than not Sufi. If you don't know the mother, you don't know the father. That's a Sufi mantra. Maybe the relation is fish. Most normal couples who give birth to babies take care of their babies.
Except in the
if there's a very good reason,
why?
If there's a famine, there's a good reason why they're giving away their natural children, giving away their babies for adoption, so then it's not, they will never join on a Sufi. But if it's Shaniki Tikkunim, normal, no one's making Tanasa, everybody is making Tanasa, and whatever, the years are normal. And if you just have a baby found on the police station, the steps of the police station, whatever, so then it's a Shafiq Mamza. Shafiq Mamza, because why should a normal couple leave a baby there? If you leave it to believe, it's not a bad, it's not a noise, but it's a Shafiq, there's a Raglan with the Shafiq plan. Maybe the baby is a Mamza. That's why the parents were happy to get rid of it. They want to get rid of the kid in order not to maintain the Mamza. Possibly, yes. Possibly the worst. The Shafiq, they were Mahmoud with the Rabbanan, but because of my loss of the Yusuf, when it'll be when the Shafiq still will be perpetuated in the Tariq, when they're Moilu.
But after some Chedah, there was nowhere anymore to prove the negative aspect of Amun HaMoyah.
Since the Rashid and Mumay, the Shafiq is the Amun HaMoyah, but just the Niyut, so you go Basar Roy, even with the Rabbanan, there's no my loss of the Yusuf. Call the parish, Ruba parish. So therefore you have a right to go bust the road. The time is back, Rabbi Gamliel, but he's talking about truth, and all the Yishai is said in advance that this is going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the borders separating all the different nationalities, but the Rabbanu Shlomo also says to the Nevi'im that everything is going to be returned by Lutz Vanem, Abachar Yechem, Oshib, Shvuz, Bnei Amon, Yom HaShem, or Kvash Shovel. The Rabbanu Shlomo said everything is going to be returned later on. And didn't say, so they didn't go back. This fella comes and he tells me he's a Gera Moini. Yehuda comes and says a Gera Moini. It does mean that the Nebu of Yirmi Al-Navi was fulfilled, and everything was straightened out again. So the people in China are Chinese, and the people in Amman are Amman, and the people in Spain are Spanish, and everybody went back. So like that, it was a period of time, it was 100 years, a few hundred years, maybe that things were 50 years, I don't know, that things were in turmoil, but then it's straightened out again. So everybody's back where he started again. So comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no, who says that the Nebuah was fulfilled? Amalei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon argues back to Rabbi Gamliel. Well, that's fine. There's another passage that says, The Shabdish with Tami Yisrael, the Bansham from Thomas is going to bring back the Jewish people there to Israel. Vadayim Vaishavu. And in the days of the Tanaim, they still didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. So just like that pasuk was not yet fulfilled, the Navi sometimes says for a distant future. So maybe that pasuk in Yemi is also for the distant future. Who says that they came back?
I mean,
it's not
would be
fulfilled.
That could
be
still
with the pasuk.
But
he thought that he thought it was just going to be a very temporary minute. It was just very temporary. But he says, not true. The Avnabur said it for the distant future. This is a legitimate matlaikis. They all agree that the cherub was mevalvel, and they all agree that the words of the Navi will be fulfilled. Everybody's going to return back to the nationality. But the question is, was that prophecy fulfilled? Well, not yet, because the fellow claims he's a Geramini. He swears on a Sefer Torah that he's a Geramini. And Rabbi Shua says, you're making a mistake. You're making a historical error. You're not a Ramini. You go back to Rabbi, you're not a Ramini.
Well,
maybe one of the spoons that Amalek was the nation of Amalek, almost like Mark, one of the villages that Amalek was the spot. Why maybe Amalek? How's it? That's the first thing. Because the first thing says, Zachary Chenoshe v'shvud b'nei Amalek. So it says the third that Amalek is one of the nations that will be thrown around, tossed around, and says that later they will return. The Gemara says in Megillah, the first pair is that Moyov was never tossed around. Rabbi Natam says that this kula of Rabbi Yeshua and the majority of the Tanaim, both Bayom, only applies to Ammon, doesn't apply to Moel, doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. But if you have an Egyptian from Egypt converts today, so we would assume that it's a mystery. We would assume it's stuck on mystery. Every time a mystery is maybe by now it's in Ganson wrong. Maybe by now, okay. When did the Kufa Tatanoi? In earlier generations. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this machlokes. The Rabbi Natan Shita is that this Mishnah in Yadayim is restricted only to Amalek. Doesn't apply to Moav. Doesn't apply to Moav. Only applies to Amalek. And that's why the Gemara says in the first Perek in Megillah, here it says to look at the face and find face that Megillah does his face on a base. That's when he quote that up any time. He says that it doesn't apply to Hefner and Ard Mishnah, doesn't apply to Moyav, and doesn't apply to Mitzrayim, only to Amalek. And the other Rishonim disagree. Shulchanot, Mechaber quotes Tushitis. Never answer, Mechaber quotes Tushitis. Whether this Kula is restricted to Amalek, applies even to Moyav, and it even applies to Mitzrayim. Today, I don't know who's Amalek, who's Moyav. That's the Mitzrayim.
I don't know if these are rooted relates to Tamil. I don't think so. The Gemara has two kinds of records. The rooted the Easter Tamil and the rooted relates to Tamil. I think this would be called the rooted the Easter Tamil. We know that there are so many nationalities in the world. We know that Amman Amar are only two of many nationalities. The Gemara talks about Shivan Boshan, 70 nationalities, and some say there are many more than 70 nationalities. Many more nationalities. So that's called the Yuba Lisekan. Yuba Lisekan means a physiological way, the psychological way, something that the Teva Ha'odam, or the Teva Ha'odam, the way people's minds work, or the way nature turns out, Red Nashim is happens to be open. Most women who are married give birth to babies. Yuba Lisekan, even if a woman is Mizana, when she has a baby, we assume that baby is a child of her husband, not the child of the man with whom she's being designed. That's the right, that's the way, it's the Ruba de Leis to come on. That's the Ruba de Leis to come on, a psychological right or a physiological right. Something like that. But this is just a plain accounting how many nations there are in the world. If there would have been a migration, there'd only be three nations in the world, Amun and Moyav in Russia, whatever, so you wouldn't have a right. But because there's so many nationalities in the world, so you have a right. I think there's a plain Ruba de Yisekamon. It's a Ruba de Yisekamon. Yeah, the Sheish Maik has a whole discussion by Sfatik Mamzer. Sfatik Mamzer is also with the Rabbanon. What would it be if you would have a right? Would you follow the right of or you have Takir? The opening chapter in the Sheish Maik.
You might have a right lakuna. You might have a right lakuna, you follow. Yeah, he shayla sakel. What if you have a right lakumra? That's the shayla. What if you have a right lakumra? Would you follow the right lakumra in Hatera? That it should be awesome in Hatera. Would you still say that it's a sucking man? Then he discusses the possibility of distinguishing between Rubat the Issachama and Rubat the Issachama. It's a discussion in Poskim. On the din of the Rabban, that a sucking man is awesome. The Rabban, unless you have a right, like over here, unless you have a right, but what if it's only a Rubat the Issachama? Would it be good if he needs up to Rubat the Issachama? So the simple shot in this Gemara, that this is a Rubat the Issachama. Right, this is a Rubat the Issachama. Shmaita wants to distinguish. He wants to say that you only make a based on Rubat the Issachama, which is stronger. Rubat the Issachama, I believe Gemara had a Havamin and Chulim for care. Gemara says, and that you don't have a Chulim. You know how Mils is the Azin about the Rubat. How do you know that you follow Rubat? The Rubat the Issachama is here, and the Rubat the is better. The Rubat the Issachama, we're questioning. Yeah, fine, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we do follow Rubat the Issachama as well. So the Sheh Shmaitzer makes it at that place, and he says, originally, the Gemara told me that they thought maybe only Rubat the Issachama is good, that's the Pasuk in Chumash. When it says, now this is their vote, that's the Issachama. And maybe Rubat the Issachama is good, but once you come to the conclusion that Rubat the Issachama is good, between me and you, we all know that it's even better, because that's a right to Teva. That's the way it has to be. It's a physical right, it's a psychological right. The Rubat the Issachama is better than Rubat the Issachama. What do you have in Achiminus? I think he wants to say in Achiminus to be Mata Mamzer. The Rabbanon, the Sotik Mamzer is also, unless you have a Rai Lohakel. What if the Rai Lohakel is a Rubat the Issachama? So the Sheikh Shmaita, I think, wants to say, if I'm not mistaken, he wants to say that it's no good. And the other big poskim disagree with him. They say, how can you take the Gemara and go into Nakot HaLakot, the Adamid of the Gemara and Kulman? And Dafyad Aleph was that only Rubat the Issachama is good, Rubat the Issachama doesn't exist at all. And then after you work a whole lot of Gemara and you get to Dafyad Base, and the Gemara comes to the final conclusion, yeah, if we do accept the Rubat the Issachama, you're going to tell me that that's even better. You can't say that. The maximum it is that they're equal. So if Rubat the Issachama is good to be Matthew or Safik Mam, the Issachama also, that's our Abit Kochonim. As a Tshuva, and Rabbi Moshe has like that. They all disagree. Rabbi Chaim Meisel with another person before them. They disagree with the Sheshman. So you're right, the Parshat Pshat, I think, in his Gemara, that this is a Rubat the Issachama. And still, this Rubat the Issachama is enough to be matter, the Xer de Rabbanon of Safik Suli Prah, or Safik Amayi Mayavit. So it says, Miyad Hichi Ru Lava Bekom. They were matter, Yehuda de Ger Amayi to be Bobekom. And that's the Shalom, Machlech Rabbein Tam, and the other Bali Ataisu, Machlech Rabbein Tam, and the Rosh. But sometimes, is it only by Amayi? But does it apply even to Mitzrayim and even to Moyer? Amar Rabbi Gamliel, so this is the first time Rabbi Gamliel ever lost a fight. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, he says, hey, I was just outvoted. He never realized that he was ever outvoted. He says, you mean they really disagreed with me? So he says, hey, I don't have a hockey hobby. I mean, he never realized there was so much opposition. He thought, he shouldn't allow people to disagree, but he thought that his opinion was wrong, the majority opinion. He apparently never realized. He said, oh, the hockey hobby, if that's the way it really is, because I was a minority opinion, and I was such a tyrant, ate them about fire from the Rebbe Shua. I better go, finally at the end of the day, and we all went home, so he said, I better go apologize to Rebbe Shua. He looked at the base, and when he came to his home, Chazimalashi to the base, and he noticed, he saw the wall of the house of Rabbi Yeshua of the Nishachon, that they were black. They were black from soot. Not that they were painted black naturally, they were black from dirt, from smoke. Amalei, because they said, Ma'atanika, from the walls of your house, I can tell, Shetechom Yator, obviously, your business is such that caused all this smoke to make the walls black. What did he do for a living? What did he mean, Techomi? The Rashi has one shot, so he said Techomi. They used to make the belt in charcoal, so that's why his house was always black. The other shot was Nachoch, he's a blacksmith. He had some kind of a Moloch of Bezuyah. So he says, hey, he never visited Rabbi Shua. Never visited Rabbi Shua's home all the years that he was the chief rabbi. And he never knew what he did for a living. And apparently the people who have to come not only have dirty homes, but they don't make so much finance either. Amalei, the Rabbi Yeshua gave a dig to Rabbi Gamliel, Oilo Lador, woe unto that generation, Shata Parnassoi, that you're the leader, you're the chief rabbi. Shiat the Yadei Betam Shal Tamil HaChachamim, you don't know how the Tamil HaChachamim are suffering. Bamehen Mispanisim and Bamehen Mizani, you don't know what their jobs are, you don't know whether they have any food to eat. What kind of a chief rabbi were you? You rubbed it into more. Amalei, Manesi Lachach, I treated you improperly. Macholi, forgive me. But he was so angry, Rabbi Shul didn't pay any attention to Rabbi Gamliel. He felt that, no, just as I apologize, just like this. He didn't accept his apology. But then when he said, I say to Shul, I'm a descendant from the home office of David. Father in his grip, father in his grip, father in his grip, descendant from Hilo, from David Amala. So he says, forgive me out of respect to my family. So right away he was Michael. Rabbi Shul was Michael right away. So once he was Michael, so they figured they'd better go notify this was privately at Rabbi Yeshua's home. So once Rabbi Yeshua was Michael, so they figured it's only fair that they should go tell everybody in Beit Medrash that they made peace already, that they should not act accordingly. Amru, so they decided, Ma Nezel, the name of the Huda Rabban. Who's going to go to the Yeshiva, to the Beit Medrash, and tell the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, tell all the other Tanaim that Rabbi Yeshua is Michael Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know how to act accordingly. Amru, how crazy, there was one Bala Brug. He used to wash clothing, that was his panasa. So he said, I will go. Ana Azona. The Mishnayot have different places about weavers and undertakers and they were all Bali Malacha, sometimes Balabakim, sometimes Tanoim, who used to say Obedinim and used to hang out, they used to hang out all the time with the Tanoim. The Mishnayot have different places. That some of these people transmitted Masur, that no one else had a Masur. From the earlier generation. So certainly this is one of those Bali Malacha who was he was around when Rabbi Yeshua was Michael to Rabbi Gamliel. He volunteered to go be the messenger, to go to the base medics. Amar, they said, I'll go to deliver the message. Shalach lo Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Yeshua said, Lezei Midrasha, Rabbi Yeshua said, go to the base medics and give the following message. Man delovish mado, ilbash mado. The one who always used to wear the fancy gevadim, the uniform, should continue to wear the uniform. A man the love of Ishmael, but the one who never wore the fancy uniform, the man the love of Ishmael, should he tell the one who always wore the uniform, Shlach Mad. So to say verbatim. Which is, to go to the base marriage, you say over this message. It came to the base marriage, and he gives a message. He says, they made peace, Mangalavish Mada, Gilbash Mada, so the key before it, that he was sent by Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Shovel, to make believe that everything is okay and everything should be turned back, and he wants back his receipts. Amalah Rabbi Shigal Rabbanon, so the key told the other time, I locked the door to the base marriage. He's going to send these little next to Tesla, of Chok of Galley, locked the gate, so the lace, the opposite of Rabbi Gamliel, that if the servants of Rabbi Gamliel should not come with the tower, they're not going to have that shining. He thought that he was sent by Rabbi Gamliel to give such a message. So he went back, so the servant back, Rabbi Shuri said, they don't believe me. They don't believe me that you sent me there on a shlichus. I'm Rabbi Shuri, I better go myself. In order that they shouldn't continue in Machlegis. So the doors were locked. They didn't have any windows, they had no intercom. So what's it going to say? I'm Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't say who he was. There's knocking, Sarababam knocking on the door. Amalek, so he screams out in his voice, it's not going to recognize what. So he said, Mazda ben Mazda, Yazda, the Koyen, always used to do Hazor, Eta Sora. She continued to do the Hazor, to be Messiah people. The Shema, Lord Mazda, the Lord ben Mazda, the one who is Nishkan Koyen, the Nishkan ben Koyen. Yorim, Lord Mazda ben Mazda, he should go tell the guy that he and his father and his grandfather for David used to do Hazor, he should tell him, Memecha Memora, the water that you're using is possible of water because for Paradumbo, you have to have special water. So if you just take Memora, it's no good. The Aprach Eper Makla. Eper Makla means if you take wood and you burn logs and you make ashes, so that's Eper Makla. But the Eper that you have to mix into the water for the Paradumbo person and for the Tara, that's the ashes from the Paradumbo. You have to burn the flesh of the Paradumbo. But the Mishnah has in Kheret, I think, or in Kibushin. And what if a person, Hanayt Oskar Lahazoi, the person, you're not permitted to take money not to teach Torah, not to do any mitzvah. The Tosfos, you know, learned that in the Tosfos, Already, now they have Mechukim Mishpat and Kasher Tigani Hashem Rabbi. I taught you the Torah in the same way that the Rabbanu Shalom taught it to me. The Pashuk Shan the Pashuk is, I taught you the Torah just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me that I should teach you the Torah. I fulfilled the Ratzon Hashem. I didn't change and I did what the Rabbanu Shalom commanded me. So the Gemara Darsh is an additional level of interpretation. I taught you the Torah in the same way that Rabbanu Shalom taught it to me. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom taught me the Torah, he didn't charge me tuition. Those who I'm going to teach the Torah, I taught the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and I didn't charge Bnei Yisrael any tuition. Moshe Rabbeinu tells, I taught the Torah for nothing. So for nothing, my mom died, it's a din l'dorot that you're never allowed to charge tuition for teaching Torah. So one might think it's only a din tuition for Torah. The Gemara says, no, it's a din any mitzvah. Whatever you're doing, Hashabbos HaVeidu, you're not allowed to charge money. A doctor treats a patient as a mitzvah. Also, Hashabbos HaVeidu, you're not allowed to charge money. The doctor's only allowed to charge the same as a rebbe. Yes. If you have secular teachers who are teaching other things, they can charge whatever they want. But the rabbi and the yeshiva are not allowed to take chabatot. Or the Gemara gives another example. The one who mixes the ashes of the parazim with the water, the one who does the hazel, whoever does these mixes is not allowed to charge any money. What happens if the person charges money? What happens, let's say, Hamelko Schar Bodun, a dying charges a fee in order to do it in Torah. So sometimes you're permitted to Schar Batala. You can waste weeks and weeks of my time.
Yeah.
So Schar Batala you're permitted to say. But if it's not Schar Batala, then you get dinner that you're not permitted to say. So what if a dying was in violation of that din? So you said he's in Torah, he's a good in Torah, and he was very bad favorite. And the Mishnah says, no, unless I start loving, he loved the favorite. The din Torah that he made is null and void. It's not valid. And the same thing, how unless I start lahadr, or how unless I start lekadesh, the kadesh means to mix in the aper parah with the water, that's called kiddush, kiddush mei parah. And lahadr means to sprinkle the mayim, the mei parah, on the other summit, is the summit mei, so the entire thing. So another star, the kadesh, is apra efer makla. You treat it as if the ashes that he mixed in was some ashes, not ashes from paradon, and it's not acceptable. Another kalahazis is his name of name or the Russian mission. You treat it as if you're spritzing some water from a cave. It's not good. Some of the din with the rabbanon that they said the whole mitzvah is no good in here. So that's what he says. That's the Russian that he says. Maze ben maze should continue to be the maze.
Yeah,
but the one is not. Huh? No, Rabbi Gamliel.
About
man who always used to be. About Rabbi Gamliel.
Why did he change the language? Why did he use the same one?
English?
I don't know why he changed.
Elijah wouldn't recommend it.
I don't know.
It's just not a riddle, I guess.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So Barshash has an interesting comment over here. Does the halacha require that hazaras eifer parah must be done by a kohen? It may be done by a zah. Close to the human, the Gemara learns that. What you need a kohen, what you don't need a kohen, the Gemara says the perish. If he's not tohar ala sam, anybody who's tohar can do the hazar. It doesn't have to be the Gemara says there's a woman, but sometimes women are good, sometimes women are no good. The Gemara has a lot of details in humor. Based on the darshaning of the tzitzit and how you read the tzitzit. But it's in the parish, you don't need a kohen. So what if the simple mashmoyt is mazah, then mazah sounds like a kohen, then kohen. Otherwise, what do you mean a mazah ben mazah? Anybody. What do you mean a mazah ben mazah?
Yeah.
He's a miyuchet.
A miyuchet. The sandwich.
It sounds like it's a miyuchet, like Rabbi Gamliel was a miyuchet. That's all it means. That's all it means. The one who had the chazaka. Could be. Could be the means that one has a chazaka in the mix. There are mitzvahs in the Gemara for chazaka. Could be. But Rashash thinks that it means the miyuchas. He's alluding to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the one who wore the begotten to speak this in the Gdailah, right? So he's saying about a kohen. A kohen wears big day kohuna, and Rabbi Gamliel wore big day malchus, big day chief rabbinus. So that's what he said. Big day messiah. So the same is over here. Mazda ben mazda, the Rashash understands that it means mashmas of a kohen. I thought Lacha said you don't need a kohen. So he says perhaps they had a minig, and they're on the hagar, that's to have a kohen, even though you don't need a kohen. Maybe? Like the Mishnah has Bashkita, yeah. The Bashkita's touching, drinking, sticking, shaking, sharing bizarre. And we have Bashmuel Anavi that he told as a little boy, he told Eli HaKoyim that you don't need a czar. You don't need a coin that a czar is good. But the minute was that they insisted on a coin. And you have the Mishnahis and Tomin, that every day when they had the Payasis, who's going to win the Payas? Who has the right to shech the Oil of Tomin? Every day, the family used to be won by a coin, not by a czar. The Shkit on the... On
the
Quran. Yeah. Only Quran. Yeah. The family that won the hardest is the Shkit on the Quran.
They dismissed him, but it's a
what was it a disadvantage? Not really. The Allah says that it doesn't depend on it. It says, Hanreke as mea Torah becomes Tami, that's what people say over, but the thing is not accurate. The thing is, if I carry a container of mea Torah unnecessarily, Shalom the Torah has God, then I become Tami. Hanreke as mea Torah, but if I carry the water with Sarah Sahara, then I don't become poor.
Darshan always speak about the Sarah.
The Sarah
says that the one who
sleeps will
come soon and the one who gets
sleep will
come soon.
Not accurate. Not true. The one who carries Shalom, Sarah. The one who carries Shalom, Sarah. But the one who carries Sarah does not become poor. Sarah becomes poor, that's the process. The one who burns may part becomes poor. But Rabbi Yeshua was referring to Rabbi Gamliel, calling him a Mazda Ben Mazda. He was a Mazda Ben Mazda. The details are going to come, and this is very soon. Sounds like it's all on the same day, the next day. The whole fight was over the next day. Metal should not be a sign. That's a spade. In Sanhedrin, no, the spade should have Dabke have from Kohanim and Levim. The Rambam quotes us in Shrei that you should have Kohanim and Levim in every Sanhedrin and every council. The Rosh Sanhedrin.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they used to happen in the mouth and things, but they had a fire. And they were Nisim. Up until this time, when they fired on Gamaliel, that was it. And then he came back to Israel.
Okay.
Amalek, so Rabbi Akiva realized that was the voice of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalek, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, is that you? Ayakta. You're kicking me out of my job. He says, this man was there for centuries. This man had the job for years. He was a Nazi, his father was a Nazi, his grandfather was a Nazi, all the way back to Hillel. And all of a sudden some young guy comes and they're kicking out the established man from he's able to do his job. It's not right. Does he have a right to kick out the man? He says we really didn't have the right to kick out Amalek. We shouldn't have kicked him out. So Rabbi Akiva realized he was knocking on the door, they wouldn't let him in because they thought that it's the Abadim of Amalek. But he heard his voice with his intonation, so he realized, Amalek Rabbi Akiva screamed through the door. Rabbi Shua, is that you? And he's Hayasta. you were appeased. He apologized. You want to make peace with him. Cool, I think I wish looks like that. Well, we only fired up Namriel because of you. The Macha, I need you. I don't ask him with peace. We better go tomorrow morning to discuss the matter again. You have to renegotiate. So then they were discussing amongst themselves what they're going to do. Amr, so they said, hey, now, what should we do? Should we fire up Lazman al-Dariya and give the job back to Rabbi Amriel? Nah, very, let's fire him. You can't do that. Now I'm not going to fire him. Unless you have a good reason, like here. They fired up Amriel for a good reason. They wanted to teach him a lesson. But over here, what's up? Lazman al-Dariya is shooting. He didn't do anything wrong. But they have no right to fire him. Say the Kangaroo becomes old. You don't fire the Kangaroo. You retire the Kangaroo. You remain. He remains with the Kedushas Kuna Gedolah. Yeah. Pharaoh is the difference. No, he has the dinner of the Kangaroo. Let's say when he dies, so the Kangaroo and Nicola goes free. You don't say he's out Kangaroo. If they would fire him, if he's smart enough to say he's solid success, so once they fire him. So there was one sheep in the Gemara in Market says he's a guy who already goes sheep in the right Nicholas. Because one of the things already goes sheep is when you fire the train bottle, Mesa Kuna. And if you hold one Mesa Kuna, then when the train Lishavar, when he'll die, so then some of the staff will go free. Maybe not. Maybe he's not the train bottle anymore. Maybe he doesn't go free when you fire him, and he doesn't go free when he dies either. So the guy is not the train
bottle. But it's because they didn't want such a thing. They shouldn't make it free for them, they should die early. That they're going to double the system all in the club. Yeah. The coin goes on the entire half of it, you know, the bed, I'm going to start my shoe. No, I don't think I don't think anyone.
The what? What about?
The moment is out going over, I think, is when it comes up for more in the club. Otherwise, the people in Nicholas would play for the corner and put on the back.
Yeah. And the road. Yeah. 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 No, so the Gemara says like that in human, that Malama Kodesh was on the ring. When you have a Kangaroo and he doesn't function anymore, you don't fire him. Unless he did an Avera, some major Avera, because of which he deserves to be fired. But otherwise, you don't fire him. So the one of the main train bottle, the Gemara there says that the train bottle becomes Nitzal temporarily, becomes Nitzal temporarily. The only time you need a train bottle is the Yom Kippur. To do the Avodah. All the other train bottle is supposed to be there in the Beit HaMikdash, but it doesn't have to do any Avodah. It just has to hang around the Beit HaMikdash. In Chalit, he has to pay for it, but he doesn't have to do the Akrova. It's Korah Yishalah, he has to pay for it, and it's on his ear. But the Avodah, the Haktar, the actual Haktar, is done by Saint Hadith also. The only actual Avodah that the Kangol has to do is Avodah Yom Kippur. It's a Minui in the Gabri. It's a Harashem. It's not kind of a political position. If he did it to Minui, then he has special dinner. The Gemara says, you had to be more of the dinner. Malam HaKodesh means it has a higher level of Kedusha. You have more din, you have more mitzvah. To the Shalom and the Tzom to the Kibana. If you have more din, then he has a new din. We mentioned, Nasib Yom Kol Vayisor is a new din. And when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh and Yidra Hashanah, everything depends on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Special dinim that apply only to him. So obviously, it means that he has a higher level of Kedusha. So whoever has a higher level of Kedusha, it gets on our din. Malam HaKodesh, Ulam HaRid. Whoever something, somebody or something, was once elevated to a higher level of Kedusha. If he did something to destroy his Kedusha, he did an Avera, then you have to fire him. Like that's not real, they fire him from there. You don't even need Malam HaKodesh number one. An innocent girl. And so no reason whatsoever is going to fight Menachanan. You don't need the fancy din. Menachanan. So the Gemara says they can't fire up Lazman Azariah. That's out of the question. No, I said it's one reason. What? Nidrish ma'achodesh abato, ma'achodesh abato. So let them both be like you can have two kind of Gedolim simultaneously. You can have two kind of Gedolim simultaneously. You can have two chief rabbis. We have none. You can have two Ashkenazi chief rabbis at the same time. You have two Sephardic chief rabbis at the same time. So the Gemara says, Nidrish ma'achodesh abato, ma'achodesh abato. Apparently they used to give Mashiach Shabbos in the daytime. They each model alternate. So the Gemara says there's going to be a problem like Eva. Also, Osi Likana Uyeh. Who's the Nikane who?
No.
You see, for the solution, there's only one way for Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is going to feel bad. Because Rabbi Gamliel went so long, he was a chief rabbi, and he was an older person, this young guy, but Mazar was only 17 years old, or whatever.
He's the same level.
So Rabbi Gamliel will feel terrible. Hello, they have to give in a little more. They were both chief rabbis, but they're going to make the chaluk a little differently. Hell no, you can't do alternating one and one. It should be three and one. And the side of the Gemara, he should say Shia 3 weeks in a row, and Rabbi Lazar said 1 week. Then Rabbi Gamliel should say 3 weeks in a row, and Rabbi Lazar said 1 week. So that's what they write on the side. Achrenim will point this out. Why, if they alternate one and one, then Rabbi Gamliel is going to feel good. And they can do it one, two and one. Why do they have to jump? That they can. 1, 3. Just 1, 2, 3. So then you have to jump to 3, but you should have 2 and 1. So that's where it says, Yeres HaNochem Ligloi, Arti, Echein of Akdom HaSalam L'Pirish HaMishnai. It's another Achrenim writes like that. And Achrenim on their own. They must have had the Gersa like that in the Gemara. And he said 2 weeks of Shaila. Whether Rabbi Gamliel said 2 weeks and Rabbi Nazar said 1 week, or he said 3 weeks and he said 1 week. So I was all about that shot in the Brisa, where I should quote the beginning of Chagigi and the Gimel of Chagigi, the Marcel of the Brisa. That Shabbos on me, Hoyta, and the answer was given Shabbos of Lazar and Azariah Hoyta, and the Marcel of Azariah, and then he said, Lazar Shabbos on me, Hoyta, that was the time that they were alternating. So the Tana asked the others, the Talmidim, whose Shabbos was this, and what did the chief rabbi say? They come to Rabbos and Azariah. Also, Talmud, this goes back all the way to the beginning of the story. The Maitre Shark, there was a Talmud asked Rabbi Shul, what the Din Philotar to Shul Tavayva, and he asked Rabbi Gamliel, and then he asked him to ask him in public. The one who started the whole story was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Why would you want to tell you that? Usually you want to say a musty of these things, I mean, like, you're calling all the Talmud.
Very strange, don't you? That was the best thing of Shabbos, right?
So,
you need both of us, both have come, so would it be enough? Either one. I don't know. Right, Rav, so let you get Shiram on this. What do you do? He once gave a Shiram on this. The Rambam has a Russian. Rav, so let you gave the Shiram on Sanhedrin. You and Shiram.
No.
He gave the Shiram on Sanhedrin, so his minig always used to be when he made a Bechina, so the Bechina would be to spit back everything that he said in the Shiram. He would just ask questions straight from the Shiram, no thought questions. I remember when I was in the Shiram the first year, but the first question on the Sanhedrin Bechina was, he quoted a Rambam, and he said, what's there in the Rambam and what's the Talmud? And everybody read the first question, and they had a Chamisha Tadash, right away, no one remembered it, because he never spoke about it in the Shiram. That was the thought question. He didn't tell us he was going to ask the thought question. The first question, they figured right away, we forgot everything, so that's what the Chalitza does. They didn't know the rest of the questions either. So the fourth question was on a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, or in Hilchos Malachim, I think. But the Rambam writes, Ein man in melech el al pitezn ha-gadol. When you appoint the king, you have to have the approval of the pitezn ha-gadol to sit the scepter. And he writes a Russian for Yehoshua, like Yeshua ben Nun, Sheminehu Moshe u-Beidino. Yeshua ben Nun was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu and his pitezn. In other words, Yeshua ben Nun had a din melech, and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bez Nagadol appointed him. The total of the Darius, the melech has to be appointed. So the Rav wants to know what's there and what's the Terek. He wants to know what's there, and he wanted us to be mechav in this kasha. But the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu and Mokam Ayin Alef Kosh. And Moshe Rabbeinu had on his own the status of Bez Nagadol. Why does the Rav say Moshe Ubei Binoi? Moshe Rabbeinu Sheng Vein on Bez Nagadol. He wanted us to say the Terek is, that if there's more than one Bez Nagadol at one time, you actually have the approval of all the Bez Nagadol. There are a few other Rambams. And once you keep that in mind, then you look at more Rambams, and it sounds like this may be an idea in other cases. Like over here, what if there's two chief rabbis?
Yes, then.
Right. The Pashup Shat is that he didn't mean the law. That's not the law. Okay. The moral of the story is that they cannot, Talmud Chacham cannot force his opinion on the other Talmud Chacham. If you have a machlokes of the other Chacham, you have to have an honest hearing of the opinion, and the majority opinion prevails. And just because one person is convinced that he is God's gift to humanity, and he's going to force his opinion on everybody, that person should be fired.
He fired that person.
Then he was already much toned down. Yeah.
You know, he's depending on the people.
Okay. What does the Mishnah say? Now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives his not a maxima called Logam and Alice. So it says, Bishon the Sultan Kalayan. You can daven with us all day long, and Rav Yudah disagrees in the Mishnah. Say, it's not in the Mishnah. That's why it's in parentheses. Rav Yudah and Adzayin Shark, you can only daven with us till an hour after Chatzar. Amar Rav Yechanan. Even if you hold like the Chachamim, that was that you can daven Usif all day long, but the Nikra Pasheya, but still, the Chachamim also do it for you that little bit. That the Chachamim is supposed to daven Usif before Zayin Shemesh, and that's supposed to wait till later. It's more than a later. We don't pass like what you do. That's why Tosafos claims that this doesn't appear in the Mishnah. The line that's in parentheses doesn't appear. The same thing, because we don't pass like what you do, so that's why the Mishnah left it out. It only appears in the Zayt, but even though we don't pass from Rav Yudah, but still it's going to the Shulchan Aruch, the Hashchila, the proper things that you have to daven and see the Tzimtzum itself before the end of the seventh hour. It's usually relevant to Simchas Torah, because people drink so much, a lot of men are sure they daven with the Zayt to the Shulchan Shvi, so that's forbidden. You're not allowed to do that, certainly. In Kippur we start before, we finish the Chazaret HaShah, after the Zayin Shah, so that the Mishnah Torah starts to bring the Zayin and the Shukah about that. Is it enough if you began the Musaf before, or do you have to even finish? There's no Sufik. So finally, we're not able to hock on that, but that's not called for Shaykh. Since we daven the Shilash Menashe, before Zayin Shaykh, that's okay. Also question, why do you say it's okay? Then you go to have a Sufik. Okay. Time up on the Mark Horse of Brian to this Bila. So then he heard upon the State Bila. It's in the afternoon, and he has to daven Musaf and Minch Achashal Minch Abashal Musaf. So which one should he daven first? If it's before 12:30, it's not yet with Mana Mincha. Obviously, it's after 12:30. In between 12:30 and 1, according to our Hindu, you can't daven with it after 1 o'clock. So it's only in that half hour between 12:30 and 1, and then you have this shot. And he's interested in davening both. If it's 12:30, he wants to daven with it, and he wants to eat, and he wants to take a nap, and he wants to come back to shul later to daven with it. Then there's no machlokes, no shaila. So let him, no shaila, which arrangement do you do? It means he's going to be busy later, and he wants to turn up to the shaydish, and he's going to go to work in the afternoon. He wants to daven with it, and so which one should he do first? Should he daven with it first, or should he daven with it first? That's the machlokes of Tanan, where we learned already. So the first time it says, Mispalsham, Mincha, Hakam, Mispalsham, Mut, which is good to do, then it's Dira, Tanakame, when we pass my chest, Tota, Vishen, Tota, Tota, Tota. Rav Yudah disagrees, and he says, no, Mispalsham, Mut, Sabah, Hakam, Mispalsham, Mincha, why? Shizu, Mitzvah, Iber, Shizu, Mitzvah, Shein, Rai, Ver,
So
Rav Yudah, the Shita, so Rav Yudah holds that you're not allowed to dab Mut, it's after Zayin Shoyah, and it's obviously after 12:30, and it's not half hour, it's after 12:30, and it's before 1 o'clock. After 1 o'clock, you can't dab Mut. He has many hours to daven mincha. He wants to daven in the night to get mincha out of the way. But you know, the Shita holds that mincha is not a daven. And the Chacham and the Shita, when we talk about all that, what's the matter with Eretz? So that's not a consideration. So therefore we talk from Tarta Bishon to Tarta Parizim. When you have to do two mitzvahs and you want to, if you're prepared to do either A, B, or B, A, you don't really care which one you do first. So then one of the considerations is, whichever one you became the chayzen first, is the one you should do first. But the Gemara holds that Torah B'Shem HaTorah, there is a stronger consideration. Even if you became the chayzen HaTorah before Torah B'Shem HaTorah, and the chayzen HaTorah only came about after Torah B'Shem HaTorah, you also need to do Shabbat. You didn't go to the Kamala, you didn't finish Shabbat until that time. And those of you who couldn't be there. So it could be no Shabbat by then.
Yeshua claimed
that he thought that the Tashma Sagamara is like that you can only make a shmum when you've got this at his manner.
Here he had a taste to a Muslim, which is Muslim, he can come in now. And Mincha, he can come in later. So a shmum, can you make the shmum on the Muslim?
I don't know.
But they say you have minhag first, so he couldn't make a minhag. But this minhag, he can't make tashlum on the Shabbos. You got to say,
Yeshua says he can. So nobody agreed to a word about that. So Yeshua writes, Mishima Zubat Toskin is Masha like that. And if you left out, if you didn't daven Shabbos, you want to make tashlum in after mincha, you can't daven an early mincha. You have to daven mincha at mincha ksan. He says you have to daven the tefillah, the zman of the shleimut, the normal zman. Davening rather mincha ksana, mincha zayin, that's a kula, that's a chiddush. But that's not the ikur zman. So you have to make tashlum of the shachris. Should all be after having davened mincha, the zman of hanocha. It's a chiddush. I don't think anybody should have said. You have to wait till later. I don't know.
Could you ask Gemara
Raya
against the proposition that mincha ksana is more of a chiddush zman?
That's the machlokes that Taisus has. Is it permissible lachatchila to daven mincha at 12:30 or today at 1:30? 1:29 I think now. Is it permissible lachatchila or do you say no? Whenever it's possible, it's preferable to daven later after mincha ksana. And the last mincha ksana 2.5 hours before the end of the day. But that's the Shabbos. So Taisus says here, what about on Yom Kippur? So it raises the Shabbos. What about on Yom Kippur? Many Rishonim say, "Mikani Yesh Mizoyer." The second time on the Daf, "Mikani Yesh Mizoyer." The Yom Kippur is found through the Shachris Kodesh Shei Shor to Matza. You should be careful to finish Shachris Shabbos B'Shul. We finish before 12:30. The Shabbos, so we take a lot of time to say Kaseira and the Drasha and the Chazanis. Yeah, other things and the Yitzchok. We take a lot of time. So the question is, do we start Musa? Forget about Shabbos. Do we start Musa before 12:30, or is it already 12:30? Is it already the Zman of Mincha Gedolah? And we start davening Musa. So that's the place to say
that.
At the end, Lahafir means I must conclude. Right. So he says it's the conclusion. That's what I would have said. Yeah. That's what you said. That's what I said. And he says, no, it's the conclusion of Shachris. How can it be the conclusion of Shachris? Can I just cover the conclusion of Shachris? I don't know. That's what the Rabbi quotes from the Avodah, that the reason why Master is called Master is not because it's the conclusion of Kriyat HaTorah, but it's rather the conclusion of Tfilah Shachris. What's about Afkinina? What's the difference?
I don't know.
I don't know. So that's what Taisus quotes. You should be careful on Yom Kippur. If you're going to start Musaf after 12:30, then you're in violation of that law. So Taisus assumes we don't talk like with you, that we talk like the Chachamim. That you have to daven first mincha and then musa if you have an option. If you have two tefillos, did it before 12:30? You can daven mincha. You daven musa. Then once you daven musa, the lachis and the chazan says, "Kazarat Hashem." Musa. Well, then you get the mincha. believe it's today, 12:30, then halacha is going to be problematic. You should have to daven mincha first. And then with the tzaddik, Hashem said, no, that the tzibur, you don't do that. That it's a day that I have a tzibur, you don't do it. But if you don't do it, you should have to practice, you get stuck, but don't get stuck. That's what then Hashem said, you have to be careful not to come to such a situation. Make sure that you start tzibur, halacha shabbosah, before 12:30 on Yom Kippur. The Kaddish, the Zari, you should be careful of Yom Kippur, the Hispalos, the Shachar, you should finish Shachar way before, you have to have Kriyat HaTorah, you have to have other things. Kaddish Shei Shos HaMachzor, before 12:30, the Hanu Kaddish, you have to be a Shach Mincha. The Yom Lachain, are you speaking with Hispalos, the Mincha Kaddish, and we're not going to do that, so that's not enough. Before Mutzah. So that's what many of the Shem say. And they seem to hold and make such a statement, they seem to be assuming that there is absolutely nothing wrong with davening mincha at 12:30 every day of the year. Whatever you want, you can daven mincha at 12:30, no problem. So Hari HaYomer and the Ri came up with this idea that it's not so. The same as the Rambam says, the same as I said in Shulchan Aruch. But it's not really right. If you daven mincha every day at 12:30 because you're afraid you're going to forget, you're going to get involved in a business deal or something, so that's a shot of crap. But let's say you're not afraid. You have an option, equal option, to daven mincha at 12:30, or to daven mincha at 4:30. Mincha Tzadon says, and we hope that it's not proper to daven mincha gedolah. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, I don't want to, what do you mean I should daven mincha? It's 12:30, I should daven mincha now. I don't want to daven mincha now. I want to daven mincha b'shlei musa later. All right, so what's the question? So what does the Gemara say? If it's 12:30, be passing like a chacham and Rav Judah, that you have to daven first mincha, and then what's the mincha? Do I want to daven mincha now?
Yeah.
So the reclaim, because the Gemara is talking about a special rare instance. The seller has to go away on a business trip or something. He's going to leave by plane. He's going to go away. And he wants to that purpose from Mincha and Musaf to let him go. He has to go away on business. And he wants to daven now. There's a curfew.
Yeah, there's a curfew from
1 o'clock curfew. So he wants to daven Mincha and Musaf and go home at 1 o'clock and stay off. So he wants to daven both now. So which should he daven first? Then it's a mafia. But if he really doesn't, if he has no shakas chak to daven mincha now, and he really has a tzeder, I don't want to daven mincha till mincha tzana when it's a more correct month. But then he says, so that's no problem, because the chachamim would never insist that they have to daven mincha first. That's the issue. Is there a din l'chatchila that's on Yom Kippur? That's the shalom on Yom Kippur. The really says, I don't want to daven mincha at 12:30. That's not the correct month l'chatchila. So then even if it's 12:45, I daven first in Yotze, and then later when I do this man for Mincha, I'll daven Mincha. And the first Bali Atos is many. Many Rishonim will discuss the issue, and they don't say to these ideas. They hold that it's perfectly Muslim Lachatchila to daven Mincha, Mincha Zorma. There's no deal Lachatchila should wait till later. The whole Chiddush is today is sure that the banana make, that you forgot to daven Shachris, so you say Mincha, and after the Shmanet, you say Nadi Shmanet, all the Shachris. So he says that's only if you daven mincha after mincha ksano, it's a more correct man b'shlei mutzoi. But that whole chiddush is assuming like there is. That's such assuming like the Rambam, because that's what he says in Shulchan Aruch. That chiddush, the more correct man is to daven mincha later at the mincha ksano man. So then he says you can only have tashlum in that. But the other Balei HaTorah held that it's just not true. That's the machlokes, isn't it? Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch it says like the Sefer Eretz Pesach. Because in the Beis HaMikdash Ufa and Eretz Pesach, they used to bring the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim earlier.
Yeah.
Because the Tamei Shel, the Korban Pesach has to be Bavke after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. Bavke after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. So that's why on Eretz Pesach, it says in the Achreinim on the Shulchan Aruch that it's permissible to Hatchila to daven Mincha Gdolah. But all year long, it's not. Shalom, what about Pesach Sheni? What about Pesach Sheni? Also, Pesach has 2 days. Pesach is the Sufik. If they bring the Korban Pesach Sheni after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. Just like Pesach Mishnah. There weren't so many anyway, so they're not going to move it up anyway.
Yeah.
They're not going to move it up anyway. The question has to say is, when is the correct man for Hakrabah Pesach Sheni? So you say it's like any other Korban in the world, before Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. But you say, no! Since it's substitute for the Pesach, the Korban Pesach is supposed to be after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. The Pesach Sheni is also going to be after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim. But you don't find in the Gemara that they ever moved up the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim, even according to that opinion in Pesach. You never find that they moved up this man of Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim because of Pesach Sheni, because there weren't so many people anyway. There was a lot of time anyway. Yeah, there was 2 hours left in the day anyway. That's the din. It doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. Yeah, the Gemara learned that from Sukkot. The Dafke did have it if you brought it before the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim to be good. But the Lechatchila is supposed to be after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim.
I can ask if they were
drugs where the people were
He discovered a miracle, he passed on to Chacham. It's a little strange. So some point out that Rashi, no, the Nikro Peshed is a different thing. Even though he passed it, even though you can really daven Musaf all day long, but L'Hatchila is not proper to daven to delay the Musaf after the seventh hour. Ah, you mean it's a Chiddush that even though I, even though Rabbi Yechon said L'Hatchila is still delay. Okay, could be like that. The Mishnah Yashe points out that if you read the Rashi slowly on this particular Gemara that's coming up, it sounds as if Rashi had a different gear to you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Fakir, Allah Mispaol Shom Musa, V'achakach Mispaol Shom Mincha. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying Fakir, because Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, he's not a Chiddush. But usually Yochanan the Rabbi Allah is your Rabbi, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, this is an exception to the rule that we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. But we do pass like Rabbi Yochanan. How does he get that? From the next Gemara, it more tells a story that once upon a time of Gera, he had a cholish mikirsim and he didn't feel well and he had a headache and he couldn't concentrate on learning. Abi Yazil, the opposite of his practice used to be he would go and sit at Pitcha the Beira Nasimatuvi by the entrance of the yeshiva of this certain Moira. Omar, he thought, look, I don't have a headache to concentrate on learning. Let me have to give the time cover up there. So when the Talmidim come, I'm going to stand up. I'll get rewards for cover up there. Next best thing you can do for learning time is cover up there. Sure. So he said, oh, Ezel, how do you have? Have you also been out of this with Oh, my, he said to himself, he shall be Rabban. When the Talmidim will pass by, oh, Ezel me come by. I will get up in their presence. But Kabbal Agman, I will get rewards for cover up there. Not for a cost of nothing by two weeks. So this Rav, the one who had the yeshiva, happened to pass by. Amalei, so this Reb Zera who was sitting outside yesterday, who said the shir today? Amalei, Reb Yechanan said the shir, and he said the following chiddush. Amalei, help me, Reb Yechanan, ein halachik Reb Yudah, this is the shayla. Did Reb Yechanan say halachik Reb Yudah, or ein halachik Reb Yudah? We just had before they said halachik mispaol sham nincha, yachachach mispaol sham musa, that's the Rabbana, ein halachik Reb Yudah, that's the Jethaliyah, ein halachik Reb Yudah. So the way we have distinct the Rabbi Yechanan before Rabbi Yechanan now. But let's finish the story. We'll see. Amalei, so Rabbi Zera with a headache is sitting outside and said, oh, Rabbi Yechanan said that. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan, Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan said it. Amalei, yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Yechanan said it. So in the words, it's Tanim and Erach, when Zim, and he had it over 40 times. Rabbi Yechanan said the din is not like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said the din is not like Rabbi Yechanan. It's timeless. Well, you discover miracle, of course. And if Rabbi Yechanan were never born, you wouldn't figure out on your own, you know, what's your use? Very soon, what do you have? Amalei! So Rav Tzubi Bar, Rav Nachman Matuli says, is this the first thing you ever heard of the name of Rabbi Yechanan? You're so inspired that you heard something named Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, the thing is not like Rabbi Yechanan. The first thing you just heard, Chada Yilach. Is this the only thing you ever heard of the name of Rabbi Yechanan? Or Chadot Yilach. Or is it, or no, you heard many other things named name of Rabbi Yechanan, and maybe this is a big trigger to you. That it's Rabbi Yechanan who said it. Which is it? What do you get? What do you have to have the 40 times? I get so excited for. So he says, Amalei, Chadosi, this is a big Kiddush to me, that it's Rabbi Yechanan, Shem the Mesaf Kalib, Rabbi Shulman, because I heard, I used to say here years ago, that it's a different person who said like that. And now I got it straight, I got a chadosi 40 times to make sure I remember that it's Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shulman, was a contemporary argument, he used to say sometimes disagree. I got it straight, it's Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, that's the end of the story. So Rashi, in commenting on this Gemara, right, is this the only thing you heard in Rabbi Yechanan? Or is this somebody else? No, that's not the Russian. The other Rashi, the Rashi before, Man Oma Halacha Beimid Rasha, who said the Shir? Even the Yeshiva on Beit HaMedesh, Shehalacha, Shir Rav Yudah. It's not the way we have it in the Gemara. It says, Taisha says that the first of the din is like the Rabbanon. It says that we just read the din is like the Rabbanon. What is the Yom Kippur problem, solution? Rashi sounds like you had everything to do with the Gemara. That the Halacha is like a Jew. That's not going to finish. Then you need Rabbi Yechon to say that. Normally we would say, Yachad Berah, Malach HaShirah. But that's what the Mishnah of Yankee points out. Apparently Rashi must have had a different Jew by the two lines in the Gemara. Everything is parquet. But he says, it's Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass it like that, Rashi. We pass it in the way Taisha said the Jew. That's how long it's like the Rabbanon. Okay. Speaking of Taka, that's not that I say that. Gemara says the next best thing to learning Taka was Kavad Atayra. Best thing today is Tejra. This was Kavad Atayra in today's Tejra. When you say about talking about Gartha Pnei Dokin, so the Gemara says in the end of the first Pharisee Kedushin that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is correct, that refers to all the people. The Machlokes HaTanayim, the Machlokes Nirushayim, the Haripaskim. Maybe it doesn't refer at all to all the people, maybe it only refers to Talmidei Chacham. But we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it refers both to an older person, Shana, how old do you have to have this good to be considered a Sefer? Whether 60 or 70, yeah. Shailendit. Some say that Sefer they write to Lechum, yeah. But you have to go Lechum to be Mechabit even people who are not 70, 60 is enough. So we say the Pshuta Shal Mikra is correct, it goes on all the people past a certain age, you have to figure out what the age is. But also refers to those who are Talmidei Chacham Zeh Shekama Chachma. That there is a requirement of Kavod Atayra. There is such a din of Kavod Atayra. The Gemara says in the Abundance that all of the students of Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 pairs of students. 24,000 Zugi Talmidei Chavrusis. In other words, 48,000 Talmidim. And they all died and passed up Atayra, Kashul Amrabah, Prophet Zebizeh. But the one Mechabit each other. Even though the Gemara says that Balaam Musa always speak about this, the cover is always the cover on the Duma, the whole thing is so, there's nothing to it. What's covered, the whole thing is on punishment of it. What is this? You're talking about money, if you're talking about who the dinner is like, if you're talking about wearing clothes, there's lots about covers. What's the difference who gets which Aliyah is the punishment, but still, if you're Mechabit Aliyah HaKamim, that shows that you hold the Hashidus from Torah. That shows that you hold the Hashidus from the Rabbanish Aliyah. The Medrash has a Russian, there's a Medrash in Bereshit has a Russian, you have to be Mechabit the Mitzvahs. Why do you have a din to be Mechabit Mitzvahs? To have either Mitzvahs, they came down there, why do you have to have fancy tefillin and fancy mezuzahs and fancy covers and so on? Of course you have to have tefillin. So what depends on fancy or not fancy? So the Medrash says no. You have to be Mechabit the Mitzvahs because all of the Mitzvahs, the Russian and the Medrash, the Mitzvahs are Shluchim or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shluchim Shlomim to my side. But the Mechabit the Mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you're Mechabit the Mitzvahs. It does make a difference. If a person is Mechabit Talmidei Chachamim, he will be more kosher to their opinions in halacha when they'll say upset. And if he's not Mechabit Talmidei Chachamim, then he won't be kosher to the tzokim. He won't listen. He'll be trying to pass whatever he wants. It's a very important klal. It's a very important klal. The Rav used to say over the name of Rav Chaim Balozhin, Ataisha, the Gemara and Megillah, that Gemara that we alluded to earlier tonight. The Gemara says about the steer between the two tzokim. One part it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on his feet, and the other part it says that he was sitting. The Gemara has one parashah that Koshet Miyushav and Rakas Miyuma. That the easy dinim Moshe Rabbeinu stood for. Out of Kavod HaTorah should always stand. But if it's a very complicated din, if you're going to stand and show Kavod HaTorah, then you won't concentrate, you won't have to hold it in. But then you have a conflict between Kavod HaTorah versus Talmud HaTorah. But then the Gemara says Koshet Miyushav. For the Shver Aloch, as he sat down, because when there's a contest, the Rav said the Shem Rakan Balozhin, it's not this one, that's the Chaim, and that's what he says. Mishmar, when you have a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah is derech Kavod HaTorah. So that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara in Kiddushin that when people are learning and the Talmud Chacham pairs his eyes, there's no mitzvah to sting that because Talmud Torah is derech Kavod HaTorah. You're not supposed to be mitzvah Kavod HaTorah at the expense of Limud HaTorah. We granted don't pass like that. We pass from our love that even in the middle of learning, also you have to stand up. What happened to this cloud of Talmud Torah versus Kavod HaTorah, Talmud Torah wins? And the Yeshua there, on that Gemara Kedushin, the end of the first parish, quotes on Medrash, but on this pasuk doesn't. The Medrash, Vayikra Rabbi, on this pasuk doesn't quote. It says that as good as the Hatzlacha and learning is, if you Mechabit Talmid HaChacham, if you show Kavod HaTorah, that's time that you have a mitzvah. This will turn out to be good, it will enhance your learning. So you can't say, I'm in the middle of learning now, so I don't want to show Kavod HaTorah because my learning is going to be, I'm going to lose in the learning. No! This is as good. If you'll show Kavod HaTorah, then your learning will, you will succeed more in your learning. They're very important mitzvah. We're all mezazel and this mitzvah. Rabbanim are mezazel, balabatim, everybody mezazel, and the mitzvah of kovet, tamina, chachamim. One of the more important mitzvahs in the sense.